I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Well, we are in somewhat of a little series, I'll say. Wednesday night, Lord gave us a message on atomic faith. And I want to encourage you to get the CD or go and online and listen to it and let it build up your faith. But in that message, we are revisiting the quantum level. Even though the Bible itself doesn't mention quantum physics, much of what Jesus did was on the quantum level. It defied the law of physics as we know it. See, our laws of physics say when gravity, the law of gravity, physical law of gravity, when something falls, it falls. Right? I can do this 1,000 times. This handkerchief ain't gonna go up. Because there's a law, a physical law of gravity that says it's going down. That's on this physical plane. But now on the quantum level, laws are different. As a matter of fact, on the quantum level, there is the innate ability to defy these natural laws.
Amen.
Matter of fact, in the book of Acts, when Jesus was giving them the last instructions, it says that he was caught away. Wait a minute. Did no helicopter, no plane come pick him up? In a cloud, he was caught up and just ascended. Everything about Jesus' life defied natural order. The fact that he was born without the seed of a man. But now what's wonderful about this, he says something in the Gospels. He says, the work that I do, you shall do also.
Amen.
And even greater work shall you do, for I go unto my Father. So he brought us into the same category, the same stature. We are heirs together with him, and we must understand, and these are perspectives and mindsets. You see, where you set your mind is where you are going. If your mind is always occupied with lack, infirmity, fear, dread of the future, guess what? You are creating your future, and that's where you are headed. So we must become God conscious. And that requires spending time in his word and not so much on CNN.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's some good that can come from that, but the majority of it ain't good. Say amen, lights. I'm glad the lights are bright. But God will tell you the truth. And truth will always supersede fact. I said truth supersedes fact. Truth will take you into that realm. Amen. Just think about who you were before you got saved.
Amen.
Think about a moment of who you were. I don't care, you know, where you come from. That what were you bound by before the Lord saved you? When he saved you, when that word came to you and saved you, it brought you out of a domain and translated you into a kingdom. And it's high time that people begin to understand who they are and whose they are. And God will use, if something is not God sent, God will use it. Now this that we're experiencing now is sent from hell. It's concocted in the depraved minds of fallen, ungodly men. Are orchestrated by demons and devils and Lucifer himself, amen, to destroy mankind. See, the devil don't want to just take over the world, he wanted to destroy it. He don't want to just take you over, he wanted to destroy you. Amen. Don't think for a moment, if you dance to the music, you're going to have to pay the piper. Amen. He'll get you riches and all that stuff, but you're going to have to pay him later, and your soul will end up in hell. So let's not get this thing twisted. Let's not get confused about this. There's good and there's evil. Amen. There's God and there's the devil. Amen. And here we are in between. So we're going to do a little demonstration today, but I want to revisit this that we did Wednesday night about the quantum level. Because I'm so glad that this thing is personal.
Amen.
Now, we're taught, you know, at different, I'll say, assemblies, people should believe pretty much the same thing so that they are in accord, in agreement. You know, pastors everywhere, leaders everywhere, they don't need people fighting them all the time.
Amen.
If you're fighting your leader all the time, go find somewhere else to fight.
Hey.
Give your leader a break. Amen. No, he's not perfect. She's not perfect. Neither are you perfect. But if they're called to lead and you're called to be there, support them. Encourage them. Amen. They are God's anointed. Amen. And if you give them trouble, God gonna see that you get troubled. Let's get this thing right. Time out for all that foolishness. You should have left that stuff way behind. When you were a child, you spoke as a child. But when you became a man or a woman, you put away childish stuff. This thing is not geared to go your way all the time. It's going God's way.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes God will make you uncomfortable.
Amen.
To change you.
Amen.
For the better.
Amen.
All things work together for good.
Amen.
Amen. They do. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for us.
Amen.
But God has got your best interest in mind.
Amen.
You might not understand it right now. When Jesus washed their feet, Peter said, "You ain't washing my feet." He said, "Well, Peter, you don't understand right now what I'm doing, but you'll understand later."
Amen.
Sometimes God is doing stuff you don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
But amen, if you stay in the spirit, just follow him.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't understand this. I don't even like this. I'm not feeling good about this. I know you're heading this up. You're leading me. Because after you come out, you're going to realize, wow, I'm glad God did what he did. I'm glad God delayed this. I'm glad God didn't let me have that. I'm glad God didn't let me go that way.
Amen.
Amen. Because he got your eternal destiny in mind.
Amen.
Had he showed Joseph what he was going to suffer before he came into authority, Joseph probably would have ran. When Jacob told him to go tell his brother, he said, Lord, Dad, I ain't, because they're gonna mess me up. But he went. And him being thrown in that pit, in the natural realm, it looked like, man, it's all over. Wow, that's terrible. Yeah, but it was, but it started him on his journey of destiny.
Amen.
How many know God can use a pit?
Amen.
Pit means prophet in training. That means that's where it starts. That's where he's going to get trained. Because he had a little pride about him. And God had to get that little pride out of that 17-year-old.
Amen.
And so he had to get him in the pit first. But see, that wasn't where it ended up. Because see, he had received the word from God. When you receive a word from God, that word will try you. Come on, I said that word will try you. See, some people don't want to hear certain things that God got to tell them. But see, you can be like Jonah if you want to. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to hear that. But he heard God tell him. God would tell him to go to Nineveh. He said, "No, I'm going to Tarshish." But you see what he had to go through. Where did he wind up? Tarshish. I'm sorry. He wound up in Nineveh.
Amen.
Just like God said. See, that word going to have you where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can come kicking and screaming or you can yield.
Amen.
You choose. I got a little demonstration in front of you. I'm going to go to some scripture first, but here we have life, here we have death, in between we have choose, and above that is your mouth. Look at someone say, your mouth. You ever had anybody put their mouth on you? You know, old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. Your words can hurt me, but they can't harm me. You know, it can hurt my feelings.
Amen.
but they can't harm me. But my words can harm me. You can get over what somebody else say, but you're going to become what you say.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. You're going to eat the fruit of what you say. You understand? Somebody can not like you. People can praise you. People can criticize you. That's like water off a duck's back, because your anointing will keep you. But what you say, what you're consistently saying, is what you're going to become. That's what you're going to have. Amen. All right, so go with me to Matthew chapter 15. We're talking about life and death. Choose. Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse number 7. Now, I purpose in my heart, unless you just got some issues, I don't like to offend people with words. But, you know, when you're telling truth, as this is revealed to you, sometimes people can become offended with truth.
Amen.
How many know that's the truth? No matter how nice you try to dress it up or say it, still get offended with truth, because their deeds are in darkness and they love darkness rather than light. But Matthew chapter 15, and let's look at verse number 7. The Lord talking to the Pharisees. Matthew 15, verse 7. Now the Lord used some strong words with these guys. He said, "You hypocrites." That's what he said, right? "You hypocrites." He's talking to the Pharisees.
Amen.
The ones that wasn't fair, you see.
Amen.
The hypocrites. See, God has no patience with hypocrisy.
Amen.
It's one thing if somebody just missing it and messing up. You know, God is patient with people to bring them, but hypocrites, people that know better, but they're doing it anyway, trying to pretend, trying to deceive, theatrical. See, hypocrisy has to do with theatrics, people that are pretending, people that are playing a part. God has no patience with that. He says to the Pharisees, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'This people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the multitude unto him and said unto them, 'Hear and understand.'" He says in verse 11, "Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." Jesus said, "Are you also yet without understanding?"
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
I am on fire. Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-